With me today is Julie Jess Prisalaus from Mission Australia, and we're going to talk about homelessness and domestic violence as one of the main leading causes of homelessness among women and children. Good day, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Homelessness, a lot of people think that homelessness is caused by people who've just encountered bad luck or people with emotional or mental problems, but you've actually mentioned that domestic violence or violence inside the home is one of the most leading causes.
Absolutely. For women and children, it is the leading cause of homelessness in Australia. In fact, thousands of women a week are experiencing homelessness as a direct result of domestic and family violence.
And these women, these children, do they become homeless because they have nowhere to go to, or they're afraid to go to family and friends?
Look, it's a combination of both. Domestic and family violence comes with a range of shame and fear and judgment. And so a lot of women, in particular cold women, find it very hard to access support or to go to a friend or to members of their church, for example, and say, I'm in a violent relationship. And so often it's that they have nowhere to go or that they don't want to disclose that information. And so until it becomes a crisis, they don't necessarily get in contact with service providers.
So cold women, you mean women from linguistically and culturally diverse backgrounds?
Absolutely. I mean, and it affects all women. And domestic and family violence does not discriminate. It affects all ages and all women of all backgrounds, but yes, definitely has complex factors involved for women of a cultural and linguistic background.
So these women, along with their children, where do they stay when they become homeless? Do they sleep in their cars? Do they find temporary shelter?
Both of those answers are right. We have had many women that will come to our service during the day and say, we slept in our car last night. I need support. Some of them they don't actually sleep. They'll go to 24-hour places like McDonald's or train stations where they're safe or safer. And many of them turn up to refuges across Australia every day seeking support.
For women in culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds in particular, how difficult or easy is it for them to leave?
Look, it's difficult for all women, but for culturally and linguistically background women, I guess what makes it harder for them is often a language barrier. So for them to come to a service, it often is hard for them to be able to express what's going on for them. It's also fear. There's no... Our laws are very complicated, and they're often women are on visas, and they're reliant on their partner's income and for their visa status and for their safety, for their accommodation. And so, to come to a service and say I'm a victim of domestic violence, then that allows them they have fear that they may lose their status, not be able to stay in the country, and maybe deported back home. And so it adds a whole layer of complexities, but also a whole layer of fear.
How has the campaign for domestic violence helped in awareness?
I think that it's a great starting point. I think it's a way for services and the country to say that this is not acceptable, that there is never an excuse, there's never any justification for domestic and family violence, and that as we raise that awareness and we get our communities to say no to domestic violence, that allows women to feel safe to come forward. It allows them to feel that there may be help or that there'll be support and that they won't be judged or blamed for the violence.
You've recently mentioned that one of the problems that women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds is that some of them are on temporary visas. And there has been a recent concern about this, and it was put forward the government. How optimistic are you that this would be heard and changes would be made?
I always try to be optimistic. I think that, you know, it takes a united voice to change policy. It takes a united voice to change system and the way in which we move forward. And so I stay optimistic, and I definitely pray that the powers that be, the government, hear the pleas and the stories of women and children across our nation, and that they stand up and say that this is unacceptable. It is a basic human right for everybody to live free of violence and to live without fear of violence. And I hope that our government hears those pleas and stands up and changes those policies.
In every violent relationship, I guess the first step is always the hardest, isn't it? To leave, to decide to leave.
Absolutely.
And when you do, and you have nowhere to go, are there places that they can go to and ask for help and have their privacy protected?
Absolutely they can. And I hope that that's the biggest message that women hear across the nation, is that there are services that are there to support. Mission Australia, for example, we pride ourselves on being here to work with families and for women, and to ensure that if we're not the right service, that we are connected to that right service. And so there is multiple places for you to go where you will not be judged and you will be supported to find the help that you need for yourself and your children, to make sure that you're all safe.
Most important that they will remain safe, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is there a number that they can call for help?
Yes, there is. Obviously, if it's an emergency situation, it's 000. But there's also 1-800-RESPECT, which is 1-800-737-732. There's also Lifeline, which is 131124. And there's also the men's line men that would like to access support, of 1-300-789-978. And there's also a kids' helpline so that kids can access that support that they need on 1-800-55-1800.
We always forget that sometimes men too are victims of violence, isn't it?
Absolutely. As I said, it doesn't discriminate. And while the majority of the victims are women, that men can be victims of domestic and family violence as well.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.